Merry Christmas. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. This is going to be unlike any other worship service you've ever been to. It's very laid back, relaxed. I have a few things. I have a couple like poems and stories and a video to share. In between, our fearless music director will have some carols that we can sing. If you have suggestions of carols that you would like to sing, you can submit your request. And that is kind of how it will go. So a few things that I want you to know is if you ordered poinsettias, you can take them home today if you would like. There are sleeves and grocery bags to cover them. Ironically, poinsettias are not good with the cold. They're actually a tropical plant.
Right.
So.
Start your car first.
Yeah. The other thing is that the 2023 envelopes are prepared for you in back on the table. So make sure to grab those before you head out so that Carol doesn't yell at me. A brief poem by Howard Thurman that I want to open our worship up with. Okay? It's called The Work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart.
Amen.
All right. So are there any requests, or do you have a song that you'd like to play?
I have some songs that we didn't sing last night. But does anyone have any particular song they want to sing?
Away to Manger.
Away to Manger, okay.
Yes, they are.
beautiful.
I'm going to read to you our scripture for the day. This is the Christmas scripture from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right. Any other requests?
Aren't the herald angels?
You're good.
I'm glad you're here today.
You're right. If only you had a book that had all of your possible
thank you.
Okay, so I have another poem to share with you. I was going to have the author read it for us, but I couldn't find a good recording. But this is Amazing Peace, a Christmas poem by Dr. Maya Angelou. Thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Floodwaters await us in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow, falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves, what have we done to so affront nature? We worry, God, are you there? Are you there really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters, streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Floodwaters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first, it is too soft, then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now. It is louder. Louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. Not just the absence of war, but true peace. A harmony of spirit, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We, Baptist and Buddhist, Methodist and Muslim, say come, peace. Come and fill us and our world with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Jainist, the Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay a while with us, so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see community. To heal the broken. No, that's not right. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Into the great religions of the world, we jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues at the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We, angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other and then into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother. Peace, my sister. Peace. my soul.
How about a little town of Bethlehem, 121?
I'm looking right at it, and look at that. That's a fucking line.
It's fun with some of that, isn't it?
Do you have four verses? Let me know how many verses.
There's four verses.
Four?
Say it here.
121.
121.
It's just hard to be friends with people. time.
Time for what, Lord?
Time for us to step in.
Show me the young one. Can you listen?
No, I don't think we should need an army. It needs just one person.
What?
I really thought that was super cute. Do we have another request? Another carol or?
About what child is this?
What child is this?
I'm 45.
That. I love that you got the number. 145.
I wasn't expecting that.
It's a carol.
Do you? Hang on.
You need a hymnal?
It's in the book.
Yes. Yeah, I probably need a hymnal. I thought they would ask for that. That's more like epiphany or something, but okay.
I was going to say a little town of Bethlehem or Solomon. Came upon the midnight. Oh, there you go. Came upon the midnight clear.
What child is this?
Emmanuel, means God with us. So before we leave, let me give you a charge and benediction. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Proclaim the good news of Christ's birth to all the world. And may the grace, hope, peace, and love of the God the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer be with us all now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
So lucky to have you.
Like, so lucky.
Down all those lessons paid off.